We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I hope you will stay here. Make sure you're following along on social media. You can follow me, Greg Hill, 107 on Instagram. If you want to stay up to date with what's going on here, we'll do our best to keep you up to date in a visual manner. It is 7 o'clock, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
Siri, are you in the CIA? Answer me.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
LB, before you begin, I just want to tell you, you do an amazing job with the sports. Okay. And I have really admired. I have admired you doing the sports from afar. I hope that was respectful the way I said that.
I really appreciate that, yes. And I really appreciate you letting me lay out by your pool the last couple of days with you know, the sun and getting.
There's a few texters who are very upset with the way I treat you, and I just want to make sure that at the start of the sports, I honor you appropriately.
You're a very special person in my life.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. CIF Sportsman is brought to you by Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. Saw him yesterday. Guys are amazing. They are my hair doctors, and they are Brian Scalabrini's hair doctors.
3-2, hammered to deep right center field. Gentry going back. He looks up and is gone. A home run for Mookie Betts. Home run number 18. Now Wright winds in the 0-2. And J.D. hits one high and deep to right field. Back it goes. It is gone. A home run. J.D. Martinez. Home run number 22. And the Red Sox now lead it 5-0.
Yeah, I love it. How about the haters of J.D. Martinez? Oh, he's overrated. He's overpaid.
What?
I don't think so. Red Sox roll over the Yos in the finale 5-1 in Balti. Chris Sale was hitting 100 miles per hour, MPH, all afternoon for the win and the sweep. Chris Sale now 6-4.
Yeah, it happens, you know. I mean, there's going to be, you know, points in the season, points in a game where stuff happens. No one's perfect. You know, obviously, lost my cool a little bit. Yeah, it's going to happen too. So I like competing, and I feel like I'm getting something taken away from me. I get pretty emotional. So but at the end of the day, you know, hey, we're human. You know, stuff's going to happen. It is what it is.
Yeah, he got tossed in the seventh for lighting the ump, the home plate umpire up, dropping F-bombs and telling me sucked and some S-bombs. It was good. I loved it. Next up, the Mariners for four tilts out in the Northwest versus the M's. In other news, the Red Sox, John Henry and company, the ownership, settled with a lawsuit with a female fan that was hit in the face with a baseball. Cha-ching to the tune of $9.5 million.
I thought she didn't win that.
No,
suit.
I thought they shot that down.
They shot it down.
Yeah.
What? She didn't win.
Yeah, they sided with the Sox.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
Not to be a jerk.
All due respect.
With all due respect.
No offense, but you're wrong.
You're wildly incorrect on this one.
Really?
And I hope it's okay. Hope it's okay with the texters that I say that. To you.
Oh, well, my bad.
Yeah. Must be a misprint in the Herald.
Yes.
I was probably watching the report on ESPN with the lady with the blue hair.
Maybe.
It's possible.
All right, maybe my bad. So they shot her down.
Yeah. She did not win.
Okay. My bad. Sorry to John Henry and the Red Sox ownership.
Basically, you're assuming some risk when you go to a baseball game is what they determined.
It's on the back of the ticket.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, fake news. In the Patriots department, TB12 ripped 18 holes with Phil the Lefty Mickelson and Ricky Fowler at Shinnecock Country Club in the Hamptons. The second major of the season tees off for round one later this morning. Training camp for the Patriots is next month out at Gillette. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico were granted the 2026 World Cup back for the first time in the U.S. since 1994. The 2018 No U.S. World Cup begins today. USA lost to Trinidad Tobago to be a no-show. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
Now, with the United States getting the World Cup, in 2026.
Yeah.
Do you think that changes the popularity of soccer? I mean, soccer remains probably the after the four major sports, the fifth most popular.
I was thinking about this because you know, when I saw the story, it's like hockey. When people talk about hockey's not popular, and I'm like, okay, so tell me a business that makes $4 billion a year that isn't popular. The LA Galaxy paid the best soccer player on the planet, that haughty little guy from England that's married to, is it Spice?
David Beckham?
Yes,
yeah.
$50 million a year. So if the game sucks, how can they afford to pay millions of dollars to professional soccer players?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a viable professional sport that is making money, and there's, you know, I guess some owners use pro sports as a write-off because they're multi-billion-dollar industries. So,
I think it costs right now, the going rate for a franchise, MLS-wise, is $150 million.
They suck. It's not working. Yeah. I mean, the Revolution averaged about 20 to 25,000 fans.
Yeah.
A game.
Yeah.
That is a viable sport.
So and the World Cup being here in the United States or in North America, because we're going to work with Mexico and Canada, hopefully, to have all of us combined for this World Cup. That'll only help.
All the countries are going to make billions of dollars. People are going to have a ball. You're going to get to watch Messi and the great Ronaldo and the greatest players on the planet. Kick the ball around.
Why do you think it's the most popular sport everywhere but America?
Because
of football? Because we had our own football?
Well, no. We have the NHL. We have Major League Baseball. We have the NBA. You go to Brazil, they have soccer. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, you go to London, England. They have minor league hockey. You know, you go to Europe. You go to Sweden. In their world, it's pro hockey. KHL, they pay big dough, but soccer's the big deal everywhere else. They don't have, you know, tons of other sports. They Sweden has hockey,
right?
You know, they have
not
some
established industry around.
Yeah, I don't know what they get for a fan base in that crazy field hockey that the Swedes are most known for. They play on a soccer field with 11 guys. There's 11 guys, and it's like female field hockey. It's professional.
Here is a text, and this person does not believe that those athletes who play soccer are as accomplished athletes as those who play football or play.
Well, that's ridiculous.
You get
paid accordingly. If 57,000 people showed up at Gillette, Then soccer players would make four or five. I mean, lots of professional MLS guys make millions. They sign multi-million-dollar deals. So I don't know how you pretend like it's not successful.
Well, here's somebody who says it's the most popular sport on the planet because it doesn't cost anything to play.
Right. You just need a ball.
So, you know, you don't have to buy hockey gear. You don't have to, you know.
Sure.
So maybe
sure.
that's a reason.
Well, it's a fun game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, soccer's a fun game.
I'm surprised it's not bigger, because how long has it been like a kid's like intramural sport?
Forever.
You know, for when your kid's five, they join up with a soccer team.
Every kid plays it. Like, listen, I love, you know, I've been exposed to the game because Julia plays it, and she plays it at the college level. Like, I love women's soccer. That, like, it's exciting to see those guys, St. Lawrence or any other college team, play. It's exciting.
But you're making my point. The propaganda that soccer is not popular.
What are you laughing at, Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, the bingo words are flying. On the planet, you're proving my point. Yeah. Propaganda.
Yeah.
Well, no, but every Division I, Division II, Division III college or university in America has a soccer program.
Right.
So how is it not popular?
Yeah. All right. Well, World Cup coming here, and this is Mike joining us now on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. I had a pretty simple explanation for why soccer isn't as prevalent. It's not as popular as the other, you know, four sports that we have here. The other four sports were either invented here in the United States or in Canada. I mean, basketball, baseball, and football were all invented here in the United States, so they became popular here. You know, hockey
yes.
became popular here, same reason, you know. So yes. that's, I think that's the only reason why.
But yes. again, yes. But again, can I just say this? So if I start out playing soccer as a five-year-old, you're trying to convince me it's not popular when I sign a contract with an MLS team for $14 million. What's the not popular part you're trying to convince me?
It doesn't translate. Every kid in America almost has played youth soccer for the last 30 years.
Sure.
And it hasn't translated yet to the same popularity as football or even as baseball.
Yeah, but they're,
and I'm just, and I'm
they're
just,
50
I'm
years
curious,
behind.
And
I don't understand how you're trying to convince me that a sport isn't popular when you can become a millionaire if you get after it. I just it's like any other sport. Every kid that starts youth soccer, only half of 1% of those kids are going to be able to make a living playing soccer. But you're going to be able to get how is it not popular if I can get a four-year education worth $250,000?
Right. It's not popular because we don't have Monday night soccer. Like, we have Monday night football.
Yeah.
So that's the popular. But, no, that's what we're gauging it by, LB. It's like NFL has television deals. You know, all the major sports do it. Soccer does not really. It's on ESPN2 or Z or whatever.
Well, how is it not popular if it's on a billion-dollar TV station?
It's a billion.
Roseanne is paying for it.
I just like the bad talk. You know, the bad propaganda towards soccer. It's fake news.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fake news.
No, I think the World Cup will make a huge difference when it is here in 2026.
It depends on the mascot. What kind of non-gender popular mascot yes, they have? Yeah. It'll sell a ton
right?
of merch.
The popsicle.
Good point.
Right.
Good point. All right. We are live this morning for the 6th annual Miss Bikini Pageant at the palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr. Ernie will join us soon. And coming up, we're going to meet the contestants.
Yay.
And they are arriving as we speak. We'll get the yoga pants competition underway. We'll get the question and answer competition underway. And then we'll get the bikini competition underway. We're bringing it all to you live this morning right up until 10 o'clock. And today's show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com.
WAAF Boston.
The only station that really rocks.
Boston never, never land.
I.
The only station
that really rocks.
WAAF.
Pro customers, right now at Lowe's, you can save on the supplies you need most from the brands you trust to help get the job done on time and on budget. Visit lowesforpros.com for details.
Well, a very important part of the Tito's Handmade Vodka story is the innate connection that they have with their canine counterparts. Since the beginning, as Tito's has worked hard to bring Tito's dream to life for the last 20 years, they've been committed to rescuing and protecting the animals that have come into their lives. Many of those animals now thrive alongside them at their distillery and in their office. The vision of Tito's Vodka for Dog People program is to unite with friends, fans, and partners to better the lives of pets and their families far and wide. Tito's Handmade Vodka sees a future in which dogs won't need rescuing at all. To learn more and to be a part of the Vodka for Dog People project with Tito's, just visit vodkafordogpeople.com.
Always overpromise. Advice you're likely to get from someone who owns a Ram truck. Because with the all-new 2019 Ram 1500, you're not only capable of always living up to expectations, but exceeding them. For instance, when your buddy forgets to mention that he's bringing his ATV, a half-faced cord of wood, and his new 8-rack smoker on your camping trip, no sweat, because you know a 2,300-pound payload capacity can handle it. Ram, built to serve. Hurry in now to your Ram dealer for great deals on the most capable Ram 1500 ever.
Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 for $159 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Payload one privately equipped on 2019 models. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease the Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7-5.
Everybody's doing podcasts, so why not me? And why not do it in my favorite place, the Xfinity Store? First, some dramatic podcast music. And now, some real talk on saving. With Xfinity, you'll get free DVR for a year. Plus, you'll get crazy fast internet. And you can get Xfinity Mobile included with your internet. Up to 5 lines. That could save you $400 or more a year versus the other guys. I'd use the savings to buy more sound effects. These don't grow on trees, people.
Simple, easy, awesome. Now through June 24th, you can add DVR service free for a year when you get Xfinity TV, internet, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. And ask how you can save with Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term or promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly charges for Comcast data options and weighted average of top four providers as of 12/17/17. Actual savings vary.
You are a hero. You may not fight killer robots, but a crabby toddler can be a formidable foe. No! You don't need super strength or laser shooting eyes. You have a Chrysler Pacifica. Its best-in-class Uconnect theater can defeat any temper tantrum. And when cargo space is in danger, Pacifica's trusty class-exclusive stow-and-go always comes to the rescue. Now that's super. Get a great deal at the Chrysler Incredible Sales Event.
Well-qualified current lessees of competitive minivans get an ultra-low mileage lease on the 2018 Chrysler Pacifica Touring L for $199 a month for 24 months, with $29.99 due at signing, tax, title, and license extra. Available feature on select models based on the FCA US LLC premium minivan segment. Call 1-888-CHRYSLER for lease details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. 20-cent charge for each mile over 10,000. Residency restrictions apply. Must take delivery by 7-5. Chrysler and Uconnect are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Know when I want coffee? Morning, noon, night. And don't judge me, but maybe a few times in between. And a bottle of Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee is ready when I am. Just twist the cap, and I'm drinking rich, smooth, creamy iced coffee. No barista required or espresso machine. Hey, you don't even need a cup. How's that for easy?
Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. All coffee, no nonsense. Grab a bottle of Dunkin' in your favorite flavors, like French vanilla, mocha, and cookies and cream. Available almost everywhere. Grab a bottle at a store near you.
We're live this morning at the palatial estate of the longtime benefactor of our show, Ernie Bach Jr., for this year's 6th annual Miss Bikini Pageant. And with us this morning is a guy that I talk about on the show from time to time, Paul from East Coast Metal Roofing.
Yes.
Paul, how are you?
I'm doing good, Greg.
Are you off? Ernie doesn't really need any roof work here. I don't know if that's why you came or not, but everything seems to be fine here.
I took a look at it. It's getting tired.
It's dilapidated, right?
Sure.
You can't get the gig if you don't show up.
Paul and East Coast Metal Roofing got the new roof done on my shack in Maine. I love it up there. You guys did an amazing job, and you guys are offering a deal because it's summer, and so there are people on this show who call me cheap, like Danielle.
But
it's a big investment, but it's worth it because you get a lifetime warranty. You get a lifetime warranty with East Coast Metal Roof, and you have a roof that is perfect for any home.
That's correct, Greg. I want to thank all the AF listeners that have gone forward with us and our business. I appreciate it. Greg, you do a great job. You know, I love doing your project up there. I hope you're happy.
I'm very happy.
It's a shack, huh?
It's
a shack up there. The most important thing is that Mrs. Hill is happy.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that that's always the deal, right? Is that you
happy wife, happy life.
All right. So if you're thinking about a new roof, then you should know that Paul offers 100% financing. And they're manufactured here in the USA. They offer a lifetime warranty. They can be installed on any style home. So get a hold of EastCoastMetalRoofing.com or call 844-611-ECMR And trust me, it'll be the last roof you ever put on your house.
Hillman will be back in 60 seconds or less with more compelling content like this.
How does everyone in the show not have deep vein thrombosis?
I don't know.
Hey, Massachusetts. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
After a scary movie, I have to watch cartoons so I don't have nightmares.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I have to use a calculator on my first grader's math homework.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I practice taking my glasses off in the mirror because I think it makes me look cool.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Massachusetts, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
It's time once again for the live adaptation of How Creepy Is It?
Time to get creepy.
Just kidding. It's the annual Miss Bikini Pageant.
Sorry, children. Forget this happened.
Live from the palatial estate of our most generous benefactor, Ernie Bach Jr.
What a generous gift.
I know, isn't money great?
Oh, it's the best.
Now, trying their best to keep regulators from canceling the yoga pants portion of the competition.
Shay, no thing but a G-string. Welcome to the butt cracks of the business.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
Well, I got to tell you, we are going to be twisting by the pool a little bit later on here at Ernie's estate in Norwood. And I give a lot of credit to Kayla Cummings, who's with us from Naked and Afraid, because she keeps asking if it's okay to take all of her clothes off and jump in the pool.
Yeah. The answer is yes.
Roger that.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I don't want to do it and then have you be like, I was just kidding.
No. I mean, listen, I think at some point you have to do it.
I will. Don't tempt me. I'll do it right now.
You'll jump in naked.
You won't.
No, I won't.
Do you get, like, when you're on the show and you're naked and they're filming, are you uncomfortable at all? Or do you eventually just get comfortable with being naked?
I love being naked, so it didn't bother me at all. It was weird for the first, like, 30 seconds, but you have a bag, too, so it kind of covers, like, half of a boob and your butt. So, it's okay. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. All right. By the way, LB Bingo is officially a thing, thanks to Tony, our vice president of digital content. Grab Tony if you can. Tony, you have made the LB Bingo card.
Yes, I did it all by myself.
I'm proud of you, big guy.
Can those who are listening and want to play at home, can they download it off of the website?
I already posted one of them on all of our socials, and I'll post the rest of them so people will be able to play along at home.
Okay, all right. So
good, so there are multiple versions of the card. Cool.
Oh, there are multiple versions of the
card?
Otherwise, everybody would win at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mike Shue knows that because he hangs out with old ladies that play bingo.
Whoa. That was mean. That was mean.
True, though.
So some of the phrases that you could get, that you could win.
We have all the classics. You have I Love People.
Yeah. Not For Nothing. People. Billion Dollar Industry. Since the Beginning of Time. My point is, all day, every day.
Then I have a few actions, which are random argument.
When he starts a random argument, you can get a bingo. You can put bingo for that.
Yep.
When he interrupts everybody, you get bingo for that. LB.
Yeah.
Is this okay that I'm talking about this?
Not for nothing, kid.
That's on there.
Yeah.
Some of these listeners were saying earlier that I'm too hard on you, and I just want to make sure it's okay that we're talking about LB phrase bingo. Is that okay?
Listen, bud. I've had the greatest job on the planet for 22 years. Go ahead, kid.
All right. Here's a text asking if we know that the World Cup was played. Oh, look at that contestant. Oh, my Lord. What's
hey girl,
going on? What's
look
going
at that strut.
Oh, my goodness.
She means business.
Look at those yoga pants.
Oh,
right?
My, oh my God. That is. Now, is it.
That's called advertising, Hilldog.
Is it creepy if I try to get her on my Instagram?
Oh,
or?
That's the whole point of being here.
Would you like me to ask her to come over so you get a better picture?
Yes. All right. Anyway, a texter wanted to know if we knew that the World Cup was played here in 1994.
I mentioned it in sports, yes.
LB mentioned that. We're just going to go ahead and bring this contestant over. It's going to be on my Instagram story. Shu, can you slide out of the way just a touch so I could...
What do you mean? I was going to be in the picture. You don't want me in the picture?
Now I have to cancel this Instagram. All right.
Now
I got to
start over again.
Hello. you want to say hello to everybody? Wait, can you turn around? Just turn around for the Instagram story.
Just your butt.
All right. Yes.
There
okay.
it is.
All right. What's your name?
Juliana.
Juliana, where are you from?
Fremont, New Hampshire.
Fremont, New Hampshire. What do you do?
I'm an esthetician.
An esthetician. Yeah. All right. Are you ready for the competition today?
I'm really nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Now, I notice you're ready for the... You have some art, some tattoos. What does that say? What's that tattoo on
here? It says... I got it when I was 18. It's stupid, but it says beauty in Latin and one way, and then the other way, upside down, going the other way, it says my name. So
You're saying...
stupid. You were passionate enough about it at the time to put it on you.
Yes.
It's part of you. That's it. Don't regret that decision.
Well, I was going to say, do you regret getting that tattoo when you were 18?
No, because it's my first and only tattoo. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, coming up, we are going to have the yoga pants competition.
Okay.
And then we're
going to
have the question and answer, and then the bikini.
Okay.
All right. So we wish you great luck.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Very good. I will share this story right now on Instagram. And if you're not following me on Instagram, you should be. GregHill107 to follow me on Instagram. Danielle, somebody wants to know if we will have a Twitter poll so that we can help choose who Miss Bikini is. Maybe we should.
We can do that.
Maybe we should do that.
Yeah. As we get to the final, closer to the final round, you can only have so many options in a Twitter poll. But, yeah, as we narrow it down, I think we can absolutely do that.
This is like the one vote they get in the Baseball Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Of course, Mr. Baseball turns a bikini contest into a baseball analogy.
The fan vote.
So wait, how many? What can you have? Like three? Can you in a Twitter poll? Can you do three or four? What's the max?
Stand by.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You can have four options in a poll on Twitter. So
four
you
options.
You'd have to narrow it down to at least four.
All right, we'll do that, and then we'll add that in as a part of it. Because they do that with, like, the Miss USA. They do, like, the fan voting or what, like, that can't
be. Now, here's the thing. You're expecting a lot of our listeners to be able to associate the names on the Twitter poll to the women.
I think they can.
It's a lot to keep track of.
It'll be like Star Search. Remember when the...
Sure.
The people vote at their seats or something on Star Search?
Yeah. Very exciting.
We need that.
Are we going to... And LB is very much like Ed McMahon.
That's not nice.
Johnny.
Oh.
Here's LB's Ed McMahon impression.
I'm sorry, LB. I
didn't mean
that.
Drunk old guy? Is that where you're going?
I didn't.
I'm not being argumentative.
I'm sorry.
That's what she
I didn't care about your feelings.
Clearly.
Did that not make it to my story? No, of course it did. It's right there. It's there now. Somebody was texting in saying it wasn't on my story. All right. It is 7:28. And most of the contestants, I believe, are here now.
All right.
But what we will do is meet all of them and get the yoga pants competition underway in about 20 minutes.
Nice.
At 7:50 or so.
Well played, my friend.
Okay. All right.
Or not, friend.
At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So leave one of those now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Texter suggesting that we solve it. The Miss Bikini pageant, we solve it with a bracket challenge. We don't have enough time.
That's a lot that goes into that.
Now, there's a ton going on here right now.
Here's somebody.
Working my ass off.
Here's a... Now, is this show going to be a whole Nation of Pussies show with the texters? Like, this person says, That poor girl looked so uncomfortable when you asked her to turn around, Greg.
They knew what they signed up for.
She's here to win $1,500, right. Dude.
They're in a bikini. In a bikini contest. I mean, I don't know what to.
We should have said it's a bikini contest. Can everybody turn around, please?
Everybody who's watching.
Right.
Please look the other way.
Yeah, thank you.
You know who also looked uncomfortable when Greg asked her to turn around? Carly Joe. But she still has no problem being practically nude on IG every day.
Yes.
Some people are just a little uncomfortable in front of a microphone.
How come Greg didn't ask me to turn around?
That's coming later.
I'm just kidding.
The reason is because you're naked on television.
We've all
seen your butt on Discovery Channel, Kayla. So, yes, Kayla Cummings is here. She's our celebrity judge for the competition, and then she'll be getting into the pool nude.
I actually just got a text message from my mom. She said, your dad said you better not jump in that pool naked, but I say go for it. Love you.
Thanks, Mom.
Moms
are so good. You love your dad. He's protective.
He is.
What does your dad think of you being on Naked and Afraid?
He thinks it's awesome. He's proud of me.
He is.
Yeah.
But he said don't jump in the pool nude.
I guess that's unacceptable.
What, is the guy a prude or what?
I know. Jeez, thanks, Dad. trying to ruin my good times.
You must listen to the show.
Speaking of dads, a reminder that on the show tomorrow, because Father's Day is Sunday, we will play our annual game, Father Knows Best, and we will try to determine how much adult fathers know about their adult daughters. So that is an annual occurrence on this program on the Friday before Father's Day. It'll be Father Knows Best. We'll do that during the 6 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock hour, and 8 o'clock, and maybe even the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. Yes, LB,
In the drop bracket, what was the guy's sexual position? What do you call it?
Traditional?
Traditional.
Traditional style.
Great drop.
Texter wants to know if I could... Did I not get Kayla on my Instagram story?
Oh, for crying out loud. You're dropping the ball.
Jesus. I mean, I consider myself to be a king creep, but I can't believe that I missed. All right, I'm going to get Kayla. All right, I got Kayla. Kayla, wave. Wave at everybody. Okay. All right. And see, the problem with this is now I have to spend time writing in at Kayla.
That's okay, Greg. LB, tell us a story about your hockey days.
Is I can sing Living on a Player, on a Prayer.
Oh boy.
Oh,
got to get the words right.
Living on a Player.
Living on a Player, that's my life.
That's not my wife, I swear.
All
sitting
right.
On the bench for 13 years.
All right. That is now a part of my story on Instagram, GregHill107. To follow me on Instagram. There are some people who are not familiar with the Instagram stories, apparently, because they are saying, all I see on your Instagram is the LB bingo. So if you don't know about Instagram stories, first of all, where have you been for the last 2 or 3 years?
Well, that's what that circle is.
Is that a contestant? Is that a contestant? That woman with the massive breasts who just walked in?
God, I hope so.
I don't think that's a contestant.
I don't think it is.
She's wearing stilettos.
No,
too.
She looks like she's gonna fall.
No,
right
she's
over.
A repeat attendee of the event.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the woman on the left.
Yeah,
she's been here.
She's
several
strutting.
Years.
Yeah,
strutting.
All right.
She's not messing around, bro.
Now the contest will be live on Facebook, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Okay. All right, so in 20 minutes, 15 minutes or whatever, when we get to the Yoga Pants round, we will be live on Facebook. It's facebook.com/WAAFrocks. Here's a texter asking if Kayla and her dad will do Father Knows Best.
Oh, gosh, no.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No way.
I don't think so.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't, though.
My poor father, no.
No, not your poor father. How's his heart? Is his heart okay?
Yeah,
is
I mean, here? I don't, yeah.
No. All right.
It'd be a bad idea.
Let's see. Here's a texter who says, in the LB bingo, which you can see on my Instagram, the middle space should be LB showed up for work.
Or at least showed up at the right place.
A hard square to get.
Yeah.
Don't mock mental illness, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, now we're
sorry,
going down
LB.
That road.
I'm sorry, LB.
Sorry.
Here's a 781 text that says, "My God, Kayla is stunning."
Oh, yes. She is.
Hello.
Well, thank yes. you.
Well, you know what? She has a great personality too.
Thanks,
like,
yes.
Yeah.
You
have
but
a great...
she has the looks to back up that compliment. Usually, when you give the great personality compliment, the person's an ugmo.
Yeah, I'm over here.
What does she look like? Oh, she has a great personality.
That LB, he's a great guy. Funny, great personality.
Hilarious.
Make you laugh.
Great.
Maybe we should go Instagram live, a texter says. Should we go Instagram live too with the competition?
Yeah.
Instagram?
Do we have any tripods? I'm afraid people are going to get car sick from all the shakiness while they're watching it.
Probably. All right.
Take a Dramamine before you watch the pageant.
Well, we should probably get to some news because once we start the competition, there will be no content other than the Miss Bikini pageant. So later on today, we will crown Miss Bikini, the sixth Miss Bikini. We have a sash, we have a crown, we have all that stuff, and she will win $1,500 cash right now. Oh, there was something you wanted to talk about before the news that you said applied to me survey-wise.
Yes, I saw a survey last night that made me think of you. Over 60% of Americans cannot change a tire. You're welcome.
Oh, really?
You are welcome.
Congratulations, Greg.
Yes.
Cooper,
all right.
Cooper Tires did a survey. They found that 61% of respondents were not confident that they could put a spare tire. 1 in 5 don't know how to use a gauge to check their tire pressure.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. I can understand that. I mean, it's... it's very complicated.
No, it's not.
Yes, really? You have to.
It's called lug nuts.
Yeah. No, you have to figure out where to put the jack. I was afraid that the Escalade was going to fall on me. And Can you
imagine what a news story that would have been? And finally tonight, a local radio host in critical condition after being trapped under his 7th Escalade.
I think that's half the problem, though. A lot of people don't know how to use the personal car jack.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even know where it is.
Yeah. I blame AAA.
Because
people just call AAA and they wait and they come out and they change a tire, which is their job, you know, which is they do well. But
I bet Kayla can change a tire.
I sure can.
You can do all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
That's
change
why
your oil too while I'm at it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wink, wink.
Closer.
And scene.
Here's somebody who says that rather than sex education in schools, they should teach a common sense class in schools where you learn how to change a tire. Yep. Maybe you learn how to balance a checkbook.
Yes. Change your oil.
Life skills.
Excuse me.
Life skills.
The sex ed should go into the common sense class also, especially for the teachers. They should have their own class.
Yes. Here's how not to sleep with your students.
Right.
It's a 4-part class.
They say that this texter says that the car jack isn't called the Widowmaker for nothing.
Oh, God.
See?
I've never heard that.
See? And apparently 14 cars had flat tires on 95 North this morning.
There was some debris in the road, and I think 10 or 15 cars wound up with flats. So everybody was pulled over on the side of the road with their trunks open, so people were thinking it was some kind of traffic stop or, you know, a police-initiated thing, but it turns out everyone was just pulled over to check their tires.
Can you sue? Is Larry Army here? Can you sue somebody for that? by the way, this morning, Johnny Egan was commenting to me that there was no traffic on 128 South at, like, whatever it was, you know, 5 o'clock or 5:30 this morning. I don't know are people taking this week as a vacation? I mean, school's not over.
No.
There was no traffic when I was blasting here.
Yeah.
It was clear.
Yeah. Traffic for me too on the expressway southbound was northbound it was a mess, but southbound it was minimal. And usually I do hit some on the way down here. So maybe people are taking a couple days off.
Here's a text that says, "Don't forget, analog time telling must be part of the common sense class."
Can you please keep cursive in there, at least for a signature?
No, useless.
Cursive?
You're useless.
You are.
I like when people sign their name and they print it. I'm like, that's not a signature. Stop it. Don't do that.
Do you want to get to fun with 911?
Yes, I do.
Morning? All right, let's do that.
911, where is your emergency?
And now, the Hillman Morning Show presents...
Yeah, I was just sitting in my backyard and a monkey just ran through it.
Fun with 911.
We're going to buy some marijuana this morning.
Do you realize that you called the police department?
No, I didn't.
So, it's a food-related 911 story. but it's not from Florida, which is kind of amazing. A 32-year-old woman from Ontario called 911 this past Monday from a pizza shop. When the police got there and spoke to the woman, the emergency was that the restaurant had not cooked the pizza fast enough for the woman and her 10-year-old son. Evidently, they were hangry.
What? I've been there. Those crazy Canucks.
Same girl. The police gave the woman a warning. They told her not to call 911 unless there is, quote unquote, imminent danger.
Yeah. And not imminent pizza danger, but imminent life-threatening danger.
If you've ever been around me when I'm angry, you know your life is in jeopardy.
Exactly.
So,
same here.
If you're ever in Canada, great restaurant, Boston Pizza.
Yeah. Well, yes. Why did they choose Boston?
I don't know. Dad's buddy, his name? Trelevin. He started the franchise.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
And he called it Boston Pizza.
Yeah.
I wonder if he came here on a vacation, had incredible pizza at Centarpio's, and then went back.
Yeah, maybe that's
why. What's up, Uncle Rocky?
So, Kayla, when you're hungry, you get hangry?
Oh, so, yes. I need to eat every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours?
Yeah.
But you don't look like you eat a lot. I'm
just wearing clothes that are 10 times too big for me, so it looks like I'm a lot skinnier than I am. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you're so modest.
Like I'm wearing a maxi dress.
Exactly.
You're getting cuter by the minute.
This is getting weirder by the minute.
A texter wants to know if pizza smoke is here. I don't know if pizza smoke is here. I don't think pizza smoke is here today. We have a lot of regular callers, like Joe the musicologist is here, and then some of the guests that you hear on the show, like Donnie Chinese is here,
sounds like something out of a mob movie. Yeah, Donnie Chinese, come over here.
Our official in-house counsel, Larry Army Jr., the Ask an Attorney guy is here, but I don't think pizza smoke is here today. But we have a great crowd. I believe that all of the contestants are here. And next, we will get them out for the yoga pants competition. All right? Yoga pants competition coming up in just a few moments as we begin the quest to find out who will be Miss Bikini 2018. We are live from Ernie Bach's pool. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of entertainment out there, but one thing's for sure, nothing else will sound like this.
It smells.
It smells like a jar
of Cane's pickles.
It literally does.
It's pickle slushy time, baby.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. That's legitimately one of the best things I've ever tried in my entire life. Are you nuts? That's amazing, Maddie.
It's pickle liquid.
Drink of the summer. Drink the summer. That's it.
It's a lot. Well, wait a second. Hold on.
Maddie and Nick, weekday afternoons on WAAF.
For the best Italian sub, stop by Lucci's Market in Wilmington. That's right, Lucci's Market. Voted the best Italian sub by WAAF's Hillman Morning Show and others all over Massachusetts. Your trusted market in Delhi for over 60 years. The most delicious Italian sub in the Commonwealth. Whether it's grocery shopping, lunch, or your catering needs, head to Lucci's, home of Hillman and the gang's favorite Italian sandwich, Lucci's Market, 211 Lowell Street in Wilmington, or call 978-658-SUBS. That's 978-658-SUBS.
Hey, don't let a bad night's sleep prevent you from being your best the next day. If you want to unlock the very best sleep of your life, then do what I did over 2 years ago and switch to MyPillow. The difference you'll notice sleeping with MyPillow is like night and day. At least it has been for me. Since I made the switch to MyPillow, I've been much more well-rested than ever before. With MyPillow, you achieve a fulfilling sleep experience. MyPillow helps you get the most restful, rejuvenating, deep, healing sleep that you have been in search of. MyPillow has a special offer right now for you. 2 MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus shipping. And this is the important thing. You can customize each MyPillow's fill level to fit your exact individual needs and sleep habits. Every MyPillow is made in the USA with their patented interlocking fill, and it's completely machine washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. and use the promo code WAAF. Or you can call 800-933-4087 and use the promo code WAAF to get two MyPillow premiums for one low price and to get free shipping.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, a fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
I hear the Subway Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt is back. No, really, I literally heard it. Savory rotisserie-style chicken covered in enchilada sauce topped with loud, crunchy Fritos. It's a real decibel breaker. Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. Make it loud. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Join Amazon and kick off summer. Amazon is bringing the Boston community together for a special one-day family fun and hiring event. Come kick off summer on Friday, June 15th at the Hilton on 25 Allied Drive in Dedham from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can get an on-the-spot job offer from a position in several locations in Dedham, Stoughton, and Milford at the event. Find out more at amazon.com/bostonjobs. That's amazon.com/bostonjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Now's the perfect time to bring color home. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the four-day super sale, June 15th through the 18th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dear Dad, this Father's Day, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for teaching me how to ride a bike. I'm sure it was worth every gray hair. And thank you for always taking my sister and me to baseball games early to get autographs. I still have every single one. You're an awesome dad. So, for Father's Day, instead of getting you a tie, I got you an amazing new iPhone 8 from T-Mobile. Now, I know what you're thinking I shouldn't have, right? But don't worry, you taught me well. I bought myself the newest iPhone 8 and got a second iPhone 8 to gift. So, you know, it's a win-win for both of us. Kind of like how I'm moving back in with you after graduation. Huh? Another win-win.
This summer, give your dad a gift he'll really love from T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. Right now at T-Mobile, when you buy the new iPhone 8, you get a second iPhone to gift after 24 monthly bill credits when you add a line.
Plus tax for well-qualified customers. If you cancel, credit stop and balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $29.17 per month times 24, total $700. 0% APR allowed 2 bill cycles.
Pave the way to a new walkway. Take the steps to a new stone patio. The Home Depot makes landscaping easier than you ever imagined. Start with handy how-to videos and easy-to-follow project guides. Bulk pricing gives you more for less, and delivery options bring it all home, literally. Better make a path to the Home Depot. Start your landscaping project with a trip to a store near you or visit homedepot.com/landscaping. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Honeydew's variety of smoothies are bursting with refreshing flavor. From creamsicle to strawberry, frozen caramel latte to frozen mocha madness, and now new delicious chocolatey frozen fudgesicle. Your taste buds will ride the flavor wave until the last drop. And for a limited time, get $1 off any size smoothie. Now that's a great summer in the making. Honeydew smoothies. Get the burst of refreshing flavor today. Offer valid 6/11 to 6/24 plus tax at participating shops.
Well, I'm not referring to the guests who are with us here at the pool when I say this, but it's never too early to get turned on. That's what my friends at Rodenheiser. I'm not talking to you, Shu.
Oh, sorry.
Calm yourself down. Cold shower.
I want to apologize to LB just in advance.
It's a cold shower, please, all right? But it's never too early to turn your air conditioning on and to make sure that it is A-OK, working and ready for the warm summer days, which are on the way. Today it's going to be 75, so not so bad, but the worst time of the year weather-wise for Danielle is approaching rapidly, and Rodenheiser wants to remind you to turn your air conditioning on. And if it's not blowing cold air, don't panic. Call Rodenheiser. They'll come take care of everything. If you're relying on old and inefficient window units, you should know that air conditioning is now more affordable than ever. Go Central Air. You won't be sorry when you go Central Air. Rodenheiser's comfort consultants will come over and give you a free air conditioning consultation. Rodenheiser is celebrating their 90th year as your local air conditioning experts, so you know that you and your home will be in good hands. Just visit Rodenheiser.com today. That's Rodenheiser.com to get it taken care of.
Hillman will be back in 60 seconds or less with more compelling content like this.
Greg, do you want to tenderloin and chill tonight?
No. Once I eat, I must immediately sleep.
Hi, Arthur Campbell, General Manager, Framingham Ford. I'm so excited to tell you what's new at Framingham Ford. It's our certified pre-owned truck center. Lariats, Platinums, XLTs, Super Cruise, Super Cabs. 30 certified F-Series trucks to choose from. All low-mileage, amazingly clean trucks priced to save you thousands over the cost of new. With a 100,000-mile certified warranty plus all the certified benefits only a Ford store can offer. For the best pre-owned truck selection in the area, it's Framingham Ford right on Route 9. These trucks are worth the drive from anywhere.
Hey, Massachusetts, this is your governor, Charlie Baker.
You're not the typical politician, so I don't worry about you, but I just need to get these kind of things on audio so I can play them back to your people.
Is that Charlie?
WTF. And now back to the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF.
We are broadcasting live this morning from the pool house of Ernie Bach Jr., the longtime benefactor of this show. And it is our sixth annual Miss Bikini Pageant. And this place is loaded with listeners. Mm-hmm. So great that everybody is here. And we are about to meet the contestants for Miss Bikini 2018. Now, I remind you that we will do our best to share all of this with you live and immediately on all social media platforms. So we are about to go Facebook Live. Tony, tell me when we are Facebook Live, if you could, please. That's facebook.com/WAAFrocks. We are now Facebook Live. Everybody say hi to Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook.
Oh, hey, Facebook.
Facebook, hey, Facebook. Facebook is now analyzing your face and sharing all of your personal information with everybody. And what else are we? Are we Instagram Live? Okay. All right. We'll be Instagram Live on WAAF's Instagram in just a moment or two. And then I will obviously share photos and stories and all the rest of it. But could we have a round of applause for Miss Bikini? There they all are.
Lovely.
Yeah. All right. Here they come. And we are going to get them right up here so that we can meet each individual Miss Bikini. Mike Hsu, have her come a little bit closer here.
All right, I don't want to be responsible that's for any of that.
It's your job, man.
What is your name?
My name is Dominica.
Dominica?
Yes.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
And where are you from?
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay, and what do you do, Dominica?
I'm a photographer.
Oh, all right. Do you do it for like your own business, or do you work for others, or what?
Yeah, I do have like clients and everything.
Okay. So. Do you ever do like weddings or
No, I don't do weddings.
So, yeah, okay.
Portrait stuff.
Commercial stuff.
And tell us about your choice of yoga pants. This is the yoga pants competition.
So I was told yoga pants, and these are the only ones I have.
Are they Lululemon? Because I wear Lululemon for men. I don't know if you
know that.
Which
is weird.
That's really good to know.
You can say it's weird. It's fine.
Are you wearing them right now? Or?
No, I'm not wearing them right now. I'm actually not wearing any pants under the table.
I'm going to vouch for
that. Okay, so what kind of yoga pants are these? Do we know?
I am not sure. Okay. I'm sorry. I can find out later.
They're tight. That's all we need.
All right. Well, and what makes you, besides the cash, is there anything specific that makes you want to be Miss Bikini?
I'm doing it for my friends.
Yes.
So
okay.
Shout out to them.
Who are they? Do you want to say?
Samantha.
Yeah.
Emily. And Andrea.
All right. Well, how about a round of applause for Dominica?
Love it.
Woo-hoo!
I am, as we speak, sharing a photo of, this is really going to be a problem with me and my glasses and my technological disadvantages and all that. All right.
You need an Instagram monkey.
I do.
A female one.
Let LB do it.
People actually want to see the photos, guy.
Right.
Hey, not for nothing. Check out this total smoke right here. Click on this profile to send some money to a guy in Nigeria who's a prince.
It's just a random ass shot.
All right, let's meet our next contestant. What is your name?
My name's Kimberly.
Kimberly. And where do you come from, Kimberly?
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield.
Ooh, love that town.
Wow.
Love that town.
All right. What do you do?
I'm actually a waitress at Applebee's.
Oh, LB.
LB, right up your alley, kid.
Did they bring the riblets back?
Yes, we do have riblets right now.
Greatest food on the planet.
And they're smoked.
All of a 25-ounce bud with two orders of riblets.
Now, Kimberly, what makes you want to be Miss Bikini?
Well, I mean, besides the money.
Yes.
What makes me want to be Miss Bikini is just getting my name out there. I'm a model in my spare time, so I would love to just get out there and meet new people and have new opportunities.
Awesome. All right.
Way to be aggressive.
And
I like
thank
it.
You.
And tell us about your choice of yoga pants for the
competition. So my choice of yoga pants are the Airy Fit pants. I actually wear them to the gym because they are squat proof.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. So, you know, you need a good squat proof. So yeah. I like wearing these ones the best.
All right. Well, how about a round of applause for Kimberly?
Yeah.
All right. Kimberly.
I'm squat proof, by the way. I haven't done a squat in like 20 years.
Obviously.
We are Facebook Live. Oh, you lost the feed on Facebook Live. Is it back? people are crashing the Facebook Live feed. Are we back live? We are Instagram Live. We're Instagram Live, and we're trying to get back to Facebook Live. So our sincere apologies. We're working on it. Facebook.com/WAAFrocks. You can go to my Instagram, GregHill107, to check out all of the contestants. I'm doing my best to get a photo of each and every one of them. We met you earlier. You're from New Hampshire. Remind me of your name again.
Juliana.
All right. And how old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
On the 24th.
On the 24th, you're going to be 25.
Does anyone ever tell you that you look like Sloane from Entourage?
100%.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. Very much like her. Very beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
Move to Hollywood.
What's her name then?
Emmanuel Shrieky.
Yes, you do look like her. All right. So let me get a photo here and... tell us why you would like to be Miss Bikini besides the cash.
This is my first bikini competition.
Yeah.
And I might do more.
You might do more if you
I
do well.
I might do more if I do well. Yeah.
So we're launching the bikini pageant career.
Yeah, I like it.
That's why I did Playgirl. I was Playgirl Playmate of the Year in 78 for the cash.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Can we have a round of applause, please? Juliana, right?
It is.
Yeah, Juliana. All right. Trying to get a picture up here quick of Juliana. I know it's my responsibility for those of you who cannot be here to get you these pictures immediately. Our next contestant is?
Colleen.
Where are you from, Colleen?
Lunenburg.
And what do you do?
I own a restaurant with my husband.
Really? Nice. What's the name of the restaurant?
Sean Patrick's.
Oh, okay. What kind of food?
American, everything.
These are really the important questions.
It's about LB will be there at 2:30.
Yes. I've already been there.
Of course, you have tacos.
And have you ever done a beauty pageant before?
Because
this is a legit beauty pageant. You know, you've never done one.
Never.
All right. Tell us about your choice of yoga pants for the competition.
They are blue.
Do we know? Okay. Well,
I got them at Target.
You got them at Target. All right, Target. Yes,
they were good. In the top drawer. Now I'm a yoga pants drawer.
All right. Excellent. All right. Well, how about a round of applause for this contestant, please? You are listening to the Miss Bikini Pageant 2018 from the pool of Ernie Bach Jr. Today's show. Is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com. And my sincere apologies to...
what's going on? What's the matter? What happened?
Do you want me to read that
text?
I'm
going to kill somebody?
What I do?
Here's a
five. Oh, the 508 text?
Yeah.
Yeah, read it.
I wish Greg's daughter, who is the same age as all of these girls, would compete.
Shut up.
What a creep.
Shut up.
What's wrong with people? You don't think strip joints exist? Okay, well, we're having our own fun here.
You think those girls don't have fathers?
We're having our own fun here.
Right.
Like you're that guy that sends that text, and then you know you're sitting in the backyard when your daughter's having all her friends over in their bikinis swimming at the pool, and you're pretending like you're not looking.
If Julia said that's what she wanted to do, she could certainly do it.
These that women are a, here voluntarily. Last I checked.
Yes. Yes. All right. What is your name?
Good morning, y'all. My name is Jessica Lawson.
And where are you from?
I'm from Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia.
Hello.
Amen. Yes.
Hello. Now, St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
That's right.
What brought you up here?
My fiance, Jesse Lawson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.